Hello everyone, my name is Silfina Rubio and I'm a graduate student at the University of Florida. Today I'm going to be presenting some part of my work on Blanc Dubois, the effect of shoot thinning and cluster thinning on bite performance and fruit quality of Blanc Dubois. So to give you some background about Blanc Dubois, this variety was developed back in 1987. And its resistance to Pearson's disease. This allowed to have a very good growth here in the southeastern in Florida and in the southeastern United States. This variety is cultivated in Florida, Louisiana, and Texas. Texas actually has the largest acreage of this variety. This variety in the past years has won several awards in wine competitions. This is why we decided to work with this variety. So why we do this? So shoot thinning and cluster thinning was proven to improve the vine performance and wine quality of several French American hybrids. So that's why we decided to put this cultural practice on Blanc Dubois. And also since the subtropical weather that we have here, this increases the vine vigor and therefore reduces the quality of the fruit. And also, there is some research done on the flavor of Blanc Dubois, and they test several wines from Texas and Florida. And the Florida wine seems to have a herbaceous flavor, and this could be due because of a dense canopy, which gives more reduced light into the clusters and reduce the fruit quality. So the objective of my project was to identify the effects of shoot thinning and cluster thinning on vine vigor and fruit quality of Blanc Dubois. The industry in Florida doesn't do any of this practice, so we were trying to see what happened. So materials and methods. What I did is I have six treatments, and we have treatments where we shoot thin and treatments where we didn't shoot thin. And each of these treatments had one cluster per shoot, two clusters per shoot, and three clusters per shoot. And we used a control. The control was the one when we didn't shoot thin, and we have three clusters per shoot. This is a randomized complete block design. We had three vines per treatment and eight replicates. And this experiment was done in Clermont. So here what we did is, according to the phenological scale based on the modified EL scale, we decided to shoot thin around the stage 12 and 15 when the shoots were around 10 centimeters long. And we cluster thin when the berries were a pea size, and this is around the 31st stage according to the scale. So shoot thinning. We shoot thin the shoots that were coming out of the cordon that we call non-count shoots. These shoots were in count when we did the pruning. So we took the shoots off the vines, and we also removed the shoots that were coming on the base of the spore. We cluster thin, we remove the clusters from the top to the bottom. It depends on the treatment. We remove the top cluster or the two first clusters. Each shoot has three clusters per vine. Three clusters per shoot. So I took some canopy measurements, and we measured photosynthesis, leaf area index, and shoot length. And I also, at harvest, we account for the yield, the numbers of clusters, the berry weight, the cluster weight, and we assess the fruit for bricks, tetrabol acidity, and pH. We analyze our data using GMP, a two-way ANOVA with replicates. We test for the interactions. We didn't find any interactions, so we test for the fixed factor separately, and we did find some difference. So now I'm going to give you the results based just on cluster thinning. Cluster thinning improved the bricks. So as you can see, the vines that had the shoots that had one cluster per vine have a higher bricks compared to the ones that had three clusters per shoot. And the shoots that had two clusters, they were in the middle and they weren't significantly different from the shoes that had one cluster or three clusters. Cluster thinning didn't show any significantly difference on tetravelocity. As you can see, the shoes that had two clusters had a higher TA, but these weren't significantly different. As we were expecting, cluster thinning had an effect on yield. So the shoes, the vines that were that had three clusters per shoe had a higher yield, but this is not significantly different from the vines that had two clusters per shoot. And so this could give us to make us to conclude that a moderated moderated load of shoots will work better, since this also gives us good fruit quality. So the results, shoot thinning. We saw a decrease on the vines that were shoot thinning, in which this is very good. And this correlates to some work done by SMAR, where it says that by increasing the light into the canopy, we reduce the pH. And for this variety, we have to have a stable oxidation, and it's achieved by reducing the pH. And shoot thinning affect yield. So the vines that weren't shoot thin had a higher yield. And this could be due that since when we were removing the shoots, we were also taking some like small clusters, like floral buds in there. So that's why we had lower yield. And I wanted to share this slide with you. This is some photosynthesis measurements that we took. As you can see, the vines that had three clusters per shoot had a higher photosynthesis rate, and then it dropped down to more than half after harvest. So this result made us think, all the results that I presented here are from the first year. So for the second year, we are taking more measurements on photosynthesis and trying to like figure out what is going on the vines that have more crop load. So some conclusions that I could give you is we didn't find any interactions between cluster thinning and shoot thinning. In the vines that had one cluster per shoot had a higher fruit quality, but the yield was reduced. So this won't be feasible to do for the Florida wine industry. But the moderated crop load, it keeps the vine in balance and it gives us good fruit quality. And also reducing the crop load, it results in a maintenance of photosynthesis after harvest. And the pH, we improve the pH under the shoot thinning.
The increase in the quality of the fruit justify the reduction in yield for the wine industry in Florida, or no?
Well, as we can all know, I mean, they still are going to add sugar to them, a must, but at least we're going to have a vine that is more balanced. I mean, maybe we can like go more with that shoot thinning, because they don't do any shoot thinning either. So maybe like not going for the cluster thinning, but maybe they will take the shoot thinning, and that will be more helpful for them.
What was the pH of the soil of the vineyard?
Good question. I didn't measure that.
The reason I asked is that some of those leaves like they had intervenal chlorosis, which would possibly be related to pH, micronutrient deficiency from high pH induction.
No, okay. I will take that into consideration. That was out of the scope of the project. We didn't do any soil. But.
And what degrees bricks do you would one target for block to block?
They usually harvest around 16. So we have a very low pH compared to other parts of the United States. And the high temperatures at night doesn't let us reach very high breaks.
What is the total yield per hectare on these things? We know that for Vitis vinifera, they try to keep the crop load low or balanced to have a good wine. So I'm
I don't. And actually, the yields on the first year, we had a freeze damage, so that really lower our yields. That's why they were very low. But still, we saw the same trends and the same results that it shows in similar literature, but I don't have that information. Yeah.
So what's the challenge
with
the
opposite
end?
It's a high cordon. Yeah, with up. Yeah, it's a single trunk with two cordons and high upward. Any other questions? I guess it was fast. Okay. Thank you.